This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently, we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to hit this off real quick and throughout the duration of the show, if I can, with the time allotted. Interestingly enough, Fox News is now coming out with Sean Hannity just caught on to something that we had broadcasted throughout the news and throughout the Sons of Liberty Media and SonsOfLibertyRadio.com back in April of 2015. Yes, you heard me right. And it shows you again how the Lord has us up on the front, the cutting edge as to what's taking place. And this happens time and time again because he's faithful. We don't always know the exact details. We know in part. We prophesy in part. But the fact of the matter is when we get there, everything will be uncovered. The scripture tells us in Luke 12, 2, there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed and nothing hid that shall not be made known. Our friend Sean Hannity over at Fox News, his highlight today is the fact that Hillary Clinton was doing everything in her power to buy off the DNC, the convention, the party, to win the People's White House. And it's interesting because I had shared with you, even going back before that, friends, of July of 2013, concerning Barack Hussein Obama's administration. And if you remember rightly, what I did is I brought up the fact, with a question mark, who is supporting this administration, namely Barack Hussein Obama. Then we're going to get to Hillary Clinton, and then we're going to get to I Told You So. And here it is. A Practical Primer for Realistic Radicals, page 126. On Saul Alinsky's Rules for Radicals, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. America, do you not realize that your government in so many ways gets away with what they get away with because you have been deceived into believing what they're telling you is the truth? And furthermore, to say that, friends, it's interesting that just today the American people were polled and asked the question, how many believe the media? 94% of Americans do not believe, which only reaffirms what we've always shared with you. Americans don't believe the state-controlled media. Why? Because they know it's bought and paid for and controlled by the CIA. But listen to this. Saul Alinsky, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. Now, if you go back to 2000, friends, and 13, when I originally warned you concerning Barack Hussein Obama, in other words, he was the president of the United States of America without the support of the American people. Let me explain. If you remember correctly, CNN's president resigned in 2012 due to the low viewership that it received back then. And maybe this will shed some light as to why he resigned. Amber Lyon, former news anchor for CNN, said she was ordered to report fake stories, delete unfriendly stories adverse to the Obama administration at that time, and construct stories in specific manners while working for the network. Lyon said CNN is paid for by the U.S. and foreign governments for reporting on some events and not reporting on others. She also stated at that time that Barack Hussein Obama's administration paid for CNN's content. And if you go to the New York Times during that particular time as well, the New York Times actually blurted out the truth in their confusion, and to their credit, I might add, that all information coming out of Obama's administration back during this period was first vetted. That's the act of a dictator, friends. That's illegal in this country. Moving forward to MSNBC, and by the way, I'm sorry I even have to bring this up or bring this into the equation, but their slogan during the election of Barack Hussein Obama and his campaign happened to be Lean Forward, which is directly derived from the communist playbook. MSNBC parades people like radical lesbian Rachel Maddow, the shameful uncivil rest wannabe leader Al Sharpton during that time, and Chris, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, Matthews. MSNBC's ratings, friends, can't get any lower than a snake's belly, and that's just where they happen to be right now, even now. Not just back then. As a matter of fact, these outlets are the ones that are attempting to remind those who do not have enough common sense to think for themselves and to know right from wrong that Barack Hussein Obama has the support of the Americans and the majority of the American people. Nothing could be further from the truth. And I'm going to bring this up to Hillary Clinton. And again, what I'm highlighting right now is Sean Hannity from Fox News is highlighting the fact that Hillary Clinton, he called them the crime family, finally, friends. He called them the crime family. He said the Clintons and the crime family, because that's what they are, attempted to hijack the DNC this year. To buy it off, to steal it off, to kill it off, friends. Everything that has been in the shadows as subjective questions has now come to the forefront as there's no other answer as to who is responsible for those questions that were laid to the American people. Do you not remember going back into the 2010 elections during Barack Hussein Obama's administration? Do you remember that 63 Democratic representatives were unseated? Do you remember that Barack Hussein Obama had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena, and he still couldn't fill the seats by giving away free tickets? Yes, you heard me rightly. He gave away free tickets, and he still couldn't fill the arena. Do you also remember that the DNC and the corrupt foreign sodomite foreign agent Barack Hussein Obama, don't doubt me, friends, do you realize that they had to go and turn the meteorologist and turn on him and say, well, he said it was going to be raining, it's going to be bad weather. Well, irregardless, hey, friends, regardless of that was the case, which it was not, by the way, he still couldn't fill a 20,000-seat arena. As a matter of fact, if you remember right, there was only 10,000 people there, and they cut off from your view on television the rest of the empty stadium because they didn't want you to show, they didn't want to show you that he did not have the support. So why was he with, why was he there? Remember Joseph Stalin. He said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. And we can even go fast forward to what just took place with Roy Moore. We just now found out, friends, that buses were brought in, and they're finding voter fraud concerning Judge Roy Moore and George Soros being a part of this again, and why he has a free hand, America, to destroy at will our constitutional republic only lies to the fault of the American people that tolerate the likes of George Soros or any other corrupt individual that you know is corrupt. But now we're finding that Roy Moore, they had voters that were coming in voting over and over and over again. That's called voter fraud, America, and that's illegal in this country. What we're talking about right now is the fact that Saul Alinsky was right when he said power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have, friends. And remember, they also want you, the enemy, to them, the corrupting government, to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Going to be
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back under the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family in joining this fight by becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. When you become a son or daughter of Liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of Liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of Liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is a gifted orator proclaiming the gospel of Christ and the biblical doctrine of the cultural mandate. He thoroughly understands the original intent of our nation's constitution and believes in the biblical inerrancy of absolute truth of the Word of God.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can also jump over on our Facebook, which is Bradley Dean, double E, Bradley Dean, double E, and or my Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Folks, if you'd like to call in at any time, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. This is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com. Do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. 1 Timothy 2:5, John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1. Check it out. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, said Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States of America. I'm highlighting right now, friends, how it took Fox News 2 years to catch up to the facts. Oftentimes when we're on subject, so often, might I add, as to, Lord, why are we on this topic? Why are we on this topic? Why am I saying this again? Why am I saying this again? And the Lord says back, don't add to or diminish anything I have to say. Say it. Regardless if people like it or not. Bottom line. And so here we are now, 2 years later, the conservatives are catching up to the fact that the Clintons are now a crime family. They're now a crime family because they were attempting, namely Hillary Clinton, attempting to hijack the DNC so she could win the people's White House by force. Well, I warned you, America, you 53 countries, of the fact that Barack Hussein Obama doesn't have the support, so how is he there in the first place? 68% of 18 to 33 years old voted for him the first time around. We'll give him that. But who empowered him financially to get there? The guy came out of nowhere. 144 days in Senate, and then all of a sudden he's the president of the United States of America? In America, you couldn't figure this out? Nobody could find his college records or his social security number, and nobody wanted to be called a birther concerning those in the conservative movement, in the talking heads, in the news anchors, because they didn't want to be called names by those they call the Democrats or the left. What do you care more about, saving face or saving your country? That's the bottom line. That's what I care about. I could care less what they have to say. I don't care what the devil has to say about the children of God. He's under our feet. Period. Saul Alinsky said, power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. They also like to cause their enemies, namely you and me, to their agenda. They want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. And what I'm laying to your candor right now, America, who supported Barack Hussein Obama? I can tell you the same people that supported Hillary Clinton. Because it doesn't line up. Let me go on here, and then I'm going to get to Hillary Clinton. I just shared with you, friends, that Barack Hussein Obama, second time around, had to move the 2012 Democratic Convention from a 74,000-seat arena to a 20,000-seat arena. Why? Because he couldn't get the people there. Why? Because they don't support him. And they couldn't even give away free tickets to get people there. And during this time, friends, as well, do you also remember when it was reported in Milwaukee that people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama when, in fact, there were only 5,000 seats available? This is your state-controlled, CIA-controlled media at work. America, you're destroying yourself. You're playing into the enemy's hands without as well as within. Your nation is being turned to hell because you refuse to hear the truth. And you allowed this criminal for 8 years to reside in the people's house, all the while knowing that he was entertaining America's enemies within and attacking our Christian heritage and our constitutional heritage at every given turn, blatantly. And you let him do it. So a reporter comes out, a propagandist, a useful idiot who's going to fall into the hole that he himself has dug, and I'm not going with him in Jesus' name, reported in Milwaukee that the people filled up an 18,000-seat arena to see Barack Hussein Obama. Folks, there's only 5,000 seats available. Do you remember that 70% of Obama's Twitter account followers were found to be fake accounts created out of thin air? Do you not understand that what Saul Alinsky said is in fact in operation? Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. America, why do you allow corruption to reign? They're scared to death that you're going to call them out onto the rug and deal with them lawfully. They're scared to death they're going to be found out. Wow! 70% of Obama's Twitter accounts followers were found to be fake accounts. Do you remember that during this time as well, Stevie Wonder couldn't get 200 people to show up for a fundraiser for Barack Hussein Obama? I thought all the black people supported Barack Hussein Obama. You are incorrect. Did you forget that during the re-election inauguration, there weren't enough people in Washington, D.C. to even fill up the hotel rooms? But America, you have been led to believe that he had all of this support, just like that of Hillary Clinton. But I told you he didn't have the support. And of course, you have surely forgotten the massive voter fraud that took place in the United States in the last election. And again, communist dictator, murderous Joseph Stalin. By the way, President Roosevelt in the 30s had the American people calling him Uncle Joe while he was eradicating his own population in Russia. Joseph Stalin said, those who cast the votes decide nothing. Those who count the votes decide everything. He's exactly right, and it's in operation today. Bringing it again to the present, look what just took place in Alabama. In America, let me guess, you're going to give him a pass, aren't you? Yep, you are. And then you wonder why you're losing your country. Going back to all those black supporters for Barack Hussein Obama, do you remember that in 7 in 10 black voters supported the Prop 8 marriage decision? In other words, to shut down homosexual marriage. How did they get that passed, America? Because they've been committing oligarchies for years in this country. That means where few rule over many. Because the Supreme Court says so, then therefore it must be law. Baloney. Article 3, Section 1 says it's their job to discover and apply God's written law. Period. Never in the history of mankind, homosexual marriage. Sodomy is illegal. It's a felony in every state in our union. Every state. But because the Supreme Court said so, all of a sudden God's law doesn't matter? Boy, America, it shows you who your allegiance is to. It shows you that you are, like those that crucified the Christ, are willing to say, we have no king but King Caesar. I want to tell you who does support Barack Hussein Obama, and then I'm going to jump over to Hillary Clinton. Less than 1.7% of the population of sodomites, homosexuals, the very ones who are being used as a political battering ram, support Barack Hussein Obama, only to make way for Sharia law. Oh, and by the way, I warned of this 6 years ago. And guess what the conservatives are now starting to talk about? Wait a second, we're noticing a pattern here. What the homosexuals do, we see the Muslims doing. We see the illegal Muslims, those that are coming in to overthrow our constitution. Well, wait a second, it's not just the Muslims, it's the gays, the homosexuals as well. Remember, it was John Adams that said our constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Also keep in mind Planned Parenthood. Remember Barack Hussein Obama talking about who supported him back then, friends? Nobody did, except those that I'm highlighting now. The sodomites, those that are being used as a political battering ram to upend our sovereignty. Planned Parenthood, Barack Hussein Obama, 144 days in Senate in Illinois, mysteriously voted over 242 times to make sure babies were murdered. By the way, Planned Parenthood's aimed at blacks and Hispanics. Boy, America, open up your eyes. Planned Parenthood supported them. Obama's only support came from those who are at war with our constitutional republic and at those that are at war with God, who gave us our rights to establish our constitutional republic. And no wonder why that administration saw fit to use the slogan, lean forward to open the floodgates to illegal immigration. And don't lose in this mix, America, that Paul Ryan that sits next to Donald Trump gave him everything that he wanted before he left office on December 15th, 2016, concerning the illegals and supporting the illegals. Power is not only what you have, but what you think the enemy has. Don't be deceived with both of your eyes open, America. We're going to come back and I'm going to show you the parallel as to Hillary Clinton's fake support, because she, like Barack Hussein Obama, doesn't have it neither. But you didn't know that. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Have you checked your ECS lately? We have. We are New Pharma, scientists who specialize in human functions controlled by the endocannabinoid system, or ECS. Let me simplify. Your ECS is involved in physiological processes like appetite, pain sensation, mood, memory, and immune systems. New Pharma's patent-pending science is the big difference in our natural solutions, formulated for your well-being. For example, our foundation product provides targeted nutrition to support a healthy endocannabinoid system, which is directly responsible for managing and controlling inflammation. This product contains turmeric, which is known as one of the best anti-inflammatories on the planet. Our allergies product contains sage, which is a very effective decongestant. See all of our amazing capsules, essential oils, and ECS herbal teas at GNUPHARMA.com. New Pharma, your path to wellness begins here.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckinridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home, as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Many medicines used to treat colds and flu contain acetaminophen, a pain reliever and fever reducer found in hundreds of over-the-counter and prescription medicines. But taking too much or more than one medication containing acetaminophen per day can damage your liver. So always read the label and don't take acetaminophen if you drink three or more alcoholic drinks every day. To learn more, visit fda.gov/OTC pain info. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Food and Drug Administration.
Okay, so again, we're highlighting the fact that the conservatives now, Sean Hannity, God bless him, right, is talking about how Hillary Clinton was attempting to, keep in mind, the conservatives are now calling the Clintons the crime family. Finally, after all of the corruption, collusion, treason, murder, drug dealing, with all the evidence laid out on the table, now they're mad enough because they're attacking Donald Trump to call them the Clinton crime family. And it's interesting, friends, that the President of the United States of America is talking about the crimes of the Clinton. And you know what he tweeted out? Where's the DOJ? This is the President of the United States of America asking the question to the American people, where is the DOJ? As if to suggest that he is not the President of the United States of America. As if to suggest we have not delegated power and authority over to him to enforce the law against criminals like the Clintons, in which, by the way, he promised to do. If you ever listen to the Sons of Liberty Media.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, and you keep seeing this reoccurring thing, it's because we're not just moving with every little whim that the media wants to throw you. Folks, they're constantly trying to get you off topic. They're constantly trying to divert your attention away from what matters. We have not done that. We are sticking to the deal of upholding our laws in dealing with the crimes so we don't have to deal with more of them tomorrow and the next day and the next day and the next day. We're not going to go with the algorithms of corruption because they want to divert us. How many times I've been off air asking the question, Lord, why am I bringing this up? Why am I bringing this up? Because it's coming around again. It's coming around again. Stay it. Keep it. and we have noticed on a national scene, we'll stay on a course, and sure enough, the conservative of the day, he'll roll back and he'll come back to what matters sooner or later. In so many cases, friends, later than sooner. I just shared with you concerning what we shared with you back in 2013. Barack Hussein Obama did not have the support. He's never had the support to be the president of the United States of America. Furthermore, where did they get the $250 million to run for the presidency of the United States of America? Boy, that's kind of weird for a guy that only served for 144 days in Senate, isn't it? Huh. Well, I just pulled that rug concerning Barack Hussein Obama. He didn't have the support. It didn't line up. But the media kept the lie out there. Why? Because like Saul Alinsky, they want to convey through deception that power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. And another thing, Saul Alinsky, through his father, the father of lies, and understanding there's no truth in them, John 8:44, friends, wants the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is. Not when you pull the curtain back. They can't, folks, they can't create that. I mean, when they put in plastic little people in seats, are you going to believe that those are legitimate individuals? I mean, they're already using dead people to vote. And apparently the American people have given them a pass to continuously use dead people's votes. Over and over and over again. Folks, where does it come to the point where you become ashamed of what you've tolerated? And if you're truly ashamed, you're going to correct the wrongs. But you can't do that until you first correct yourself. Let's go on to Hillary Clinton. I just shared with you that 70% of Barack Hussein Obama's Twitter accounts are completely fake. He had an excess of 19 million fake Twitter followers. An excess, in other words, what he said, the opposite was true. However, going on to Hillary Rodman Clinton, a Saul Alinsky disciple like that of Barack Hussein Obama, she has been exposed for having more than 2 million fake followers on Twitter on her followers. And interestingly enough, nobody's talking about that until right now because they attacked the president. And what's worse is Hillary Clinton was buying fake Facebook friends. This is back in April of 2015. According to her Twitter account, as of April 14th, 2015, Clinton had 3,351,547 Twitter followers. However, the Daily Mail reported, to their credit, according to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of her Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. See, the media wants you to believe it's so, when in fact it isn't so. Man, folks, when you learn this, that what the media pushes is so often, folks, I'll give it 99% of the time, even if they put a truth in what they say, rest assured 99% of what they're saying is a lie. And if they put the truth in it, it's either advertently or inadvertently, I say more inadvertently, they blurt out the truth in their confusion, and it only happens by accident. According to two popular online measuring tools, no more than 44% of Hillary Clinton's Twitter fan base consists of real people who are active in using the social media platform. And at least 15%, more than 544,000, are completely fake. Statuspeople.com, the oldest publicly available Twitter auditing tool, reports that 44% of the former Secretary of State's followers are good, 15% are fake, and 41% are inactive, meaning that they never tweet or reply to any tweets, which means they're probably bought and paid for. Even more telling was when that Clinton was in her position as Secretary of State, the Associated Press reported that the State Department was buying Facebook likes. America, let me just stop for a minute. How many times do the Clintons need to be uncovered before they are lawfully dealt with? In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans, probably from a farm guide, by the way, fines after Inspector General criticized the agency for spending $630,000 of taxpayer money to boost her numbers. In one case, its fan tally rose from about 10,000 to more than 2.5 million. That's all bought and paid for. But that's not all, friends. Remember, I want to make this clear. This was published on April 14th of 2015. You were warned that she did not have the support. Now, what we're covering today is Sean Hannity highlighting the fact that Hillary Clinton, the Clinton crime family now, America, they're slowly catching up, tried to hijack the DNC to win the People's White House. Of course she did. Of course she did. But you already knew that. You know, I had a guy the other day say, that I really pushed the envelope. Well, let me ask you something, brother from another mother. Who am I supposed to push the envelope to? Am I supposed to go to a third world country and talk to them about how bad America is? Or am I supposed to come because I love my people and my country because I love my God first and foremost? By this we know that we love the children of God when we love God and keep His commandments. Do I take responsibility in fighting for those that I love in my country that I love first and foremost? Absolutely. Then who do I go to? The people of that prospective country. Pushing the envelope, you mean I just love this country more than you do. That's really what it comes down to. Oh, you know what? I'm so convicted by what he's saying right now. I have so much going on in my life that doesn't matter. And I hate when guys like this sit there and tell me what I'm supposed to do. Take responsibility before God and man. Hey, God forbid, friend, we're talking not about just what's going on in the present in this life, but we're also talking about your soul in the future. Acts 20, verse 21. But you're angry and you want to shoot the messenger for telling you the truth that you reject? Shame on you. You're the reason we're in trouble. We need more people in this country pushing the envelope because it matters. And it really does matter as to what we leave our children, America. Read the preamble of the Constitution of the United States of America. In 2013, the State Department, which has more than 400,000 likes, and was recently most popular in Cairo, said it would stop buying Facebook fans. And it went from 10,000 to 2.5 million just like that. Now, I want to take you a step further because I told you, America, and by the way, I may get in the way at times where I want to give praise and credit to where praise and credit is due. It's to the Lord for staying on these topics, for reporting on topics that nobody else wants to talk about, like that of the Bundys, who are now liberated because of the likes of Friends in Michigan, because of the likes of Tim Brown, the senior editor from SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We covered, and they covered, what nobody else wanted to cover because we saw it through. And that's the problem we're having in this country, is we don't see it through. And if we saw it through, we wouldn't have to deal with what we deal with today. If we dealt with today's corruptions, it would deter others from committing the crime tomorrow. Let's go back to this. Do you remember in 2015, this legitimate candidate that the state-controlled media put up, Hillary Clinton? Do you remember her Iowa kickoff event? Do you remember that it roused a whopping 22 people? Oh, folks, I hope you're sitting down, because for those that thought she was legitimate, you're going to feel real belittled after I give you this information. And I say out of love, you've been lied to. And remember, friends, truth liberates men. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. 2 Corinthians 3:17. Let's walk in the truth so we can be liberated together. But we got to show our works with our faith. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Troy Newman, president of Operation Rescue, and you're listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio, your daily inoculation against Satan's lies and the twisted logic of the left. Listen at your own risk. You may just become a patriot.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Hey, you know, you got to ask yourself the question we're talking about over the last hour here on the sonsoflibertyradio.com. The crimes of the Clintons and Sean Hannity over at Fox News, God bless them for telling you the truth, finally. It's taken them quite a few years to catch up. I've been shouting this out from the rooftop since 2013 and 2015. That these candidates, such as criminal Barack Hussein Obama, never had the support. And he didn't, and he hasn't. And they're laughing at you all the way, America. And they're using the method of Saul Alinsky. Power is not only what you have, but what the enemy thinks you have. They also want you to believe that there's a lot more of them than there really is, America. You're destroying yourselves by subjecting yourself to these criminals, and criminals they are. Sean Hannity now talking about the Clinton crime family. Yes, America, congratulations, conservatives. You're finally catching up to what's really going on. You should be ashamed of yourselves. If you judge them by their fruit, you would have dealt with them a long time ago. But Sean Hannity now talking about how the Clinton and the Clinton crime family attempted to hijack the DNC. Now the Democrats, which is unconstitutional party affiliation, friends. I'm still waiting for that phone call, 1-866-582-9933. But now all the Democrats are talking about how Hillary Clinton is responsible for hijacking the campaign. America, do you have any discernment to know? There's nothing behind these people. They said of Adolf Hitler, that there was nothing. If people would have looked behind Adolf Hitler, it could have stopped. But see, that's what deception brings upon disobedient people towards the God of heaven. They threw off God and they took on Adolf Hitler. You throw off God and you take on a Barack Hussein Obama. You throw off God and you take on a Hillary Clinton. Come on! Because that's really what it comes down to. They don't have the support. Every one of the people that I've been talking about today, Barack Hussein Obama, the Clintons, how many of the Democrats, how many of the Republicans, they all belong in jail, America. Every one of them. Many of them that I've been talking about and covering belong in prison. Let me go to this. Back to Hillary Clinton and the support that she never has had. Her Iowa kickoff event aroused a whopping, I watched the videos, 22 people. How did she become the lead contender for her party to win the People's White House? Because you didn't take the time to look behind her. Gone, said the National Journal. Gone are the soaring speeches and the big rally crowds, swapped out for roundtable discussions and meet and greets with local activists. Notice the word activist, not patriot. Patriot means to uphold dying laws. Activists are those that mean to what? Be progressive in destroying who we are. But the dozens of reporters both in the room and chasing after Hillary and her van outside were a reminder of just how difficult it will be for one of the most recognizable public figures in the world to hold events that truly feel intimate. For example, on Tuesday, Clinton was seated at a table with just seven other people for the discussion. Seven people showed up with an audience of another 15. This is her Iowa kickoff for her run for the People's White House. Why didn't you listen back then, America? You need to listen. Now we need to get excited because Fox News is telling us what Bradley told us years ago. And now it must be legit. Indeed, despite some of the limits on the number of press credentials handed out by Clinton's Iowa team, each outlet had one person in the room, and national television and photography was pooled. It was a big group. Folks, the big group was the media to make it out to be a big Iowa kickoff. They took a group of people, seven, they took a picture of them, put them on the front page of the paper, and talked about Hillary Clinton's presidential kickoff in Iowa, and the American people believed everybody was behind her. And you should have seen, America, you can still go online and find this. You should have seen the way the media was acting like a bunch of little kids in a circus. It was pathetic. Listen, if I was a part of that, I would be so embarrassed that anybody would have ever seen it. The way these people were acting. Now, Clinton, during this time, joked about the hordes of reporters as the event opened, and you can rest assured she wasn't joking about it. She said it for the very purpose that the state-controlled media would get behind her words and publish it and suggest that to the reader and to the viewer that there were hordes of reporters there just hanging on every word that she had to say. Clinton joked about the hordes of reporters as the event opened, telling the seven roundtable participants, "Well, thank you for having me here and a few of my friends." I mean, folks, let's call it for what it really is. It's contrived. Hillary's campaign and support is just as contrived as Barack Hussein Obama's was. They get the right camera angles to make things appear like there's more support than there really is. Another Saul Alinsky tactic. They drum up fake followers, giving the impression that more people support them than they do. I mean, folks, the bottom line is this Clinton, Miss Clinton, is an evil, wicked, murderous, treasonous woman. And you know it. And I know it. She's even more dangerous than that of Barack Hussein Obama. Why is she given a free hand? Let me ask you, Trumpites, why is she given a free hand today to do the things that she's doing? Why is she given a free hand by Donald Trump to accuse Donald Trump of crimes that she herself is guilty of? Is anybody taking the time to ask themselves this question? Why is Donald Trump tweeting that Hillary Clinton tried to hijack the DNC, highlighting more of her crimes as if to suggest that he is a neutered president and that he has not the power given unto him by the people to prosecute her to the fullest extent of her crimes against we the people. Yet he begs the question to you and me as the president of the United States of America, asking the question, where's the DOJ? Oh my gosh. Really? And you know what's funny? I talk about it like I am right now, and then I'll get emails. Not phone calls, because they don't want to embarrass themselves. I get emails, and I get Facebook feeds, and I get tweets, and I get letters, and I get phone calls. Well, Bradley, you know, he doesn't have direct oversight of the DOJ. Yes, he does. I mean, it's interesting how America, you let Barack Hussein Obama and George W. Bush send off our boys to unconstitutional wars to fight off third world country dictators. But you're telling me the president of the United States today doesn't have the power to deal with corruption within? You've got to be out of your mind. And again, you ought to be embarrassed. Hillary Clinton, oh, and by the way, going back to Barack Hussein Obama, you also know that he had a part to play with what was going on with Roy Moore as well, right? Why is Barack Hussein Obama given a free hand by Donald Trump to go ahead and assail and accuse and to bust people in on the behalf of George Soros for more voter fraud? And of course, everybody's going to stand back and say, well, Judge Roy Moore lost fair and square. No, he didn't. And you know what's sad about it is you watch the conservatives of the day take on accusations concerning Judge Roy Moore and putting it out there as if it's true. And I'll tell you what, Judge Roy Moore, I know somebody's listening because I know that there's Judge Roy Moore listeners out there. Get back to Judge Roy Moore to go back to every single one of them that have made the false accusation that he has a problem with women or that he has a problem with children. And I would take every single one of them to task and send a message that I will not tolerate, in any sense of the word, defamation, false accusation, libel, and the list goes on. Why, America, has Donald Trump been given a pass by you to act as if he is a neutered president and he does not have the power to prosecute every one of these people that have been busted in scandal after scandal after scandal after scandal in the United States of America? Does he think people are really that stupid? Because I hear over and over again where people say, you know, I never thought about that. I know that's the problem. That's why you have shows like this, so we can think things through to help you along. Whoa, I never really thought about why Donald Trump hasn't done that. Or why has he given her a pass? Or why has he given Barack Hussein Obama a pass? Or why has he given the FBI, who's been found to be corrupt, helping Hillary Clinton's campaign? Now that's coming to the surface. A congressman with enough internal fortitude and integrity is coming forward now talking about the crimes of the FBI. You know, here's this little guy out of nowhere. God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Congressman unmasked DOJ and FBI corruption in shocking interview. Hey, America, where's the president of the United States of America to enforce that rule of law that he was going to bring back in? Folks, I want to tell you something. Barack and Hillary and many others do not have the support that you think they do.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.